And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with a little bit of a hoarse voice today, so we'll see how I can get through the second to the last show of the year here. With Rock Cod Rick Macker, who's a great voice today.
Feeling good.
For sure. And in the studio with us, the president of AFCO Manufacturing and the chairman of the board of CCA California, Mr. Bill Shedd. We're really excited to have Bill in the studio with us, and it's going to be a great day for you, too, because you get to talk to this guy who is such an important figure in our sport fishing industry. Stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Bluefin tuna are here, and now is the time to take advantage of this amazing bite. The hot jig last year and this season is the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. It's a totally new concept of butterfly jigging, but deadly effective. Best part, it's very simple to fish the Shimano Flatfall. Drop the jig down to where the fish are holding, then crank it up 30 feet and then free spool. Or cast the jig and let it fall while in free spool. Wait for the bite, then put it in gear and wind. It's that easy. The Shimano Flatfall is a center balanced jig and falls with a wobbling action in a horizontal position, making it irresistible to big bluefin tuna. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the Flatfall, ranging in size from the 130 gram to the 250 gram. They're back in stock now at your local Shimano dealer. So get yours now and go catch a fish of a lifetime on the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Like you said, what a cool and fun opportunity we're going to get to have today. Having Bill in the studio, going to be a fun show.
Yes, indeed it is. Good morning, Bill Shedd.
Morning, glad to be here. Man, the drive down from Orange County with no traffic, how easy was that?
Don't you wish it was like, it's like the old days.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's like it used to be. I was saying that we were up in L.A. area with Lolly's niece and nephew, and it took us an hour and 50 minutes to get from LAX to Point Loma on the day, the morning after Christmas.
Wow.
And it was like, God, that's what it used to be like.
Yeah.
It's not like that anymore.
You think about doing that on a Thursday afternoon about 5 o'clock, and you got to block out about 4 hours
of your day to do that. Yeah, but anyway, hey, I hope everybody's enjoying their Christmas holiday and had a fantastic Christmas and ready and waiting for a new year for sure. And a new year it's going to be at AFCO, isn't it?
Yeah, exciting. Lots of new product. We got several new product introductions coming to ICAST next summer in the tackle side, and the clothing business just keeps growing. It's been, and who'd have guessed that AFCO would have, 20 years ago, who'd have guessed we'd be in the clothing business?
American Fishing Tackle Company.
That's it, exactly.
In the clothing business.
It's all
right?
That. That's but exactly it.
Like the jacket you're wearing right now, like the jacket I'm wearing right now. That is such an incredible job. It's my favorite piece of clothing.
You don't have
winter.
You do not have a bigger fan of that fleece than the guy sitting across from me right now. And that's just so people on the radio know, that's as genuine as it comes. That's Pete's uniform every day. That is such
a good
fleece.
Well, not in the summer, but it's like that. But now this time of the year when you need a jacket, this is the go-to. That's the Horizon fleece.
And it's a good example of AFCO. So it's a fleece, but it's got an inner layer, a membrane that's waterproof. So we have other items that are more waterproof, but this actually is a fleece that'll keep the rain off you.
Yep.
So there's a outer layer of fleece, there's a waterproof membrane, and then there's an inner layer of fleece. So you really get the best of both worlds there.
Yeah, indeed. It's pretty fantastic. Let's give one away today.
Hey, that sounds good to me, man.
The one lucky caller.
Okay,
Bill and my favorite jacket. Let's do that. That's the thing about that jacket is that you don't realize. It's so comfortable because it's not it's not a thick, bulky jacket at all. And it's got all the right things in the right places, the right pockets, the zipper pockets and everything else in the right place. But when you really know that it's a real jacket is when the wind's blowing and it's cold or maybe a little wet. And then you go, wow, this jacket is warm, too.
The membrane that's what it does. If anything, it's too warm in Southern California sometimes.
Well, you know what's but nice, though, is that it does breathe so that it's kind of like you don't get overheated in it.
That's
too.
It.
So
and that's
you guys really did your homework on that one.
And that's how AFCO stuff is all the time. Like, it just makes sense. And anybody can make a jacket that looks nice with a little bit of effort, but AFCO stuff always looks top end, but way more importantly, it always functions better than you realized you needed something.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it's blood stains washing out of your fishing shorts or pockets in the right spot or drain holes for pockets, which you don't really, just all those little things, like, it's so technical advanced that we don't realize, I'll bet, a quarter of the things that you guys put into all your fishing clothes.
Can I take a second here and talk about blood stains and in the shorts and how we started with all that?
Yeah.
Great story. We just had decided to get in the clothing business. I'd come back from a retreat with my daughter up in the mountains at a Christian retreat, and laying awake at night, and I think God was talking to me, saying, Bill, you need to be in the clothing business. And I'm thinking, AFCO in the clothing business? Anyway, thought about it, prayed about it most of the night, and by the morning, we were in the clothing business. So,
wow.
Now we're going to make a pair of shorts, okay? So, Dad had just got back from a 16-day long-range trip with Frank on the Royal Polaris. Gives me a call, and he says, Bill, this is Saturday. Meet me at AFCO. We're cleaning fish. He had about 1,500 pounds of fish.
Wow.
I had 3 swatches of fabric on my desk. My companies, they all said fish blood would wash out of these samples. So we're cleaning fish. I'm looking at this table with all this guts and blood and crap on the table and thought, wait a sec, let's test it. I go grab the swatches, throw it on the table. Now we finish cleaning fish the rest of the day, and this material was soaking in it. So took all 3 swatches, put them on the roof, secured them so they wouldn't blow away, dried them out, took them home, put them in the washing machine, and I'm not exaggerating, 2 of them just looked horrible. One of them looked like almost brand new and thought, that's our material.
Yeah, that's
Whoa.
It. What a cool test.
And that same material we used, exact same material we used today.
No kidding.
Yeah,
so
not
how long ago?
Yeah.
That was 1988.
88?
No way.
So not very fancy, not very sophisticated. Take a couple of pieces of material, throw it on a bloody table
like
that you're cleaning
board.
Fish on, and voila, you figure out what works.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And that's the MO1 short, which
that's
was the
MO1
one,
short.
Right?
You know, and that's our original traditional fishing short. Not that big a deal here, but in other parts of the country, I mean, high school kids and college kids, they sort of wear that as a badge of honor, and here it's a number of other items, but and it'll come back in Southern California at some point. It's short, and the guys here, I think, it's too much old school. But
except for
old
Tommy
school.
Rothery and John Christensen.
And John, You took the words out of my mouth. There you go. I was going to say, if you dare say that that's not the most hip thing, John Christensen is going to be very upset.
but the MO1 short is it's the standard.
It's still our best-selling product in our line.
Yeah. Now, my favorite short is some of the newer material that's more...
Has stretch and is more comfortable and just more updated.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that the MO1 could be your best-selling short, and the reason I think that is because a guy buys a pair and he doesn't need another one for about 5 years. They are literally indestructible, and that's the reason why a lot of crew members on all of our long-range boats still buy them, whether it's the hip short or not. It's bulletproof. I mean, they are an absolute bulletproof pair of shorts. You can't stain them, you can't rip them, they don't tear them, the buttons don't come off, the zippers don't stop working. I mean, they last forever.
That short has 27 bar tacks in it, which just is an extra reinforcer. And actually, Greg Stotesbury is the guy that came up with the idea of a pliers pocket. So it's kind of cool. Now lots of competitors, they talk about and brag about, look at this cool pliers pocket. Reality is Greg's the guy that invented it back in 1988.
He invented the pliers
pocket. Cool. Yeah. That's really cool.
So many different features in what you have, too.
And then the thing about AFCO, you know, I mean, you do everything, but just the one last thing on the shorts is the last few years have been really cool to see is it's not just the indestructible MO1, but it's all the way through to what is a very, you know, to what you'd see a pair of board shorts on a, you know, on a kid in high school that's going to go surf, but all still have the technical features that we want in it.
Yeah, thanks. And the goal has been to be able to wear it on the boat and then also to dinner afterwards.
Exactly.
Or just around the house or the movies and just be your go-to shorts. That's right. That's really where it's gone.
That's like the stealth fishing short.
That's it,
that
exactly.
I wear almost every day. Yeah,
wearing right now.
So the material, you talked about the MO1 short, the material, but yet the newer material, like in the Stealth, it also is blood resistant and stuff like that. How do you keep that kind of AFCO trademark in that?
Well, it's not easy because as you get away from that one particular original material that may not have the stretch, it may not have other features to it, but you still look for additional materials that you can then add other materials to it, elastane, and gives it stretch. You combine various materials to get you a combination of comfort and blood resistance and wearability.
Yeah, for sure. So where does it go from here? Where does AFCO go from here? 2018, what you talked about a lot of new introductions and things like that.
Well, on the clothing side, you know, several things. That business, our AFCO clothing business, is really, I don't want to tell you a percentage, but we're our sixth year in a row of very significant growth. And so we keep the same there. We're just making the new latest best product.
Yeah.
But we also we got a major focus coming with the bass market, the freshwater market.
That's
and that
exciting.
That'll launch here in 2 weeks and with a product line. And also, you know, our deal has always been to look for ways to be involved with conservation and resource issues. So we're finding a number of ways in the bass world to link into the needs of the fish and the resource and conservation.
That's another thing that I think is going to be so great for you guys, because it's one of those, it's another fishery where people are on the water all day long in majorly varying, you know, climates and temperatures. And I mean, varying from morning till day, you know, very cold mornings, very hot, sun protection's a big deal with those guys. And I think that's going to be so good and so beneficial for hardcore bass guys, too.
Lots of blue jeans and sweatshirts and T-shirts and cotton T-shirts in the bass world, and we think we can help with that.
That's cool.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And so it's kind of, because we're kind of Southern California-based, saltwater-based, that's kind of a new gig for you guys.
It's totally new to us. And so we've hired a guy that's been in that world forever that's helping us with our marketing side of it. You know, product development. You know, fishing's fishing, and keeping the sun off you, and keeping the wind off you, and keeping the rain off you. It doesn't matter whether you're in saltwater or freshwater. It's, you know, the elements are the elements. So an awful lot of what we make right now out of the box works great for the bass guy. We just got to introduce it to him.
Yeah,
no doubt. So let's talk about all the different things that AFCO does. And basically, you guys basically set the trend in the fishing industry for conservation and giving back. A classic example of that is what you've done with CCA California. Basically, you and Dave Pfeiffer from Shimano, you're the chairman of the board, he's the vice chairman. You've basically created this organization in California.
Well, a number of people have helped create this organization in California, and I think that's really what makes it unique, is that indifferent than any of the other efforts in the past, that there's a there's a lot of folks. We've got an executive committee that's, you mentioned Dave, and Don Trojan is our, from Trojan County, a CPA. He's our treasurer. Ali from Bloody Decks is on the executive committee, as is Bart Hall and Mike Lum. But really, we start with any organization. I don't care if it's a business. I don't care if it's a fishing organization. I don't care if it's a club. It all boils back to people. And a real key to what we're doing is Wayne Cotto. Wayne is our executive director. He works his tail off.
Oh,
he's
boy,
doing a tremendous
great
job.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, there's 25 board members that in their own way are making major contributions. So we've got a chance with CCA to build an organization that ultimately can have a major impact on how fisheries are managed and saltwater fisheries are managed in the state. And that's what we're out to create.
You and AFCO were instrumental in probably the greatest legislation to ever hit California, and that is the coastal gill nets. Tell us about that, sir.
Well, that was with the coastal gill nets. That was Doris Allen. She had a committee of seven of us. I just happened to be one of seven that helped her. She was really the driving force. But that was just a long, long, long effort to get rid of the inshore gill nets. And when we ultimately did, you know, surprise, surprise, fishing got better. And then to piggyback on that, when we helped create the white sea bass hatchery, that just added fuel to that fire of recovery.
Right. And now look at the Hub SeaWorld Research Institute.
Yeah, and that you know, brings us back to CCA. So one of the things that CCA is doing is helping Hubs to add halibut to the white sea bass program. It's helped Hubs to raise money. The Dick Lobb Fund. Dick was a San Diego guy that fished with Frank on the RP.
Great guy.
Good guy. And when he passed away, his wife donated some money to Hubs to help them develop halibut addition to the hatchery effort. And CCA has gone out and had now four collection trips
to collect
the brood stock. And, you know, the process has started to add halibut to still not there yet. It'll take a while to line it all up with the state. But the process has started, and that's exciting.
How I know you keep your hand on the pulse of the Hub SeaWorld project. How do you see the project progressing? I mean, what's the next phase? I mean, obviously there's already been results from the million, how many millions of fish?
There's over 2 million.
That's
2 million
so cool.
Fish that have been released
so
in the water. Obviously there's been several come back with tags.
Sure.
These are the fish that people caught that were raised in the hatchery. How do you see that moving forward?
Well, one of the challenges is there's been a lot of fish that have been tagged that have been recaptured, but if you look at the number of fish that are 12, 14 inches, 16 inches, not legal fish that are captured that have been out for 6 months, 8 months, 10 months, and that percentage is, you know, 25, 30% of the total catch when they catch them in the gill net studies that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you get a fraction of those numbers with legal fish. So what happens if a fish can survive for 6 months? That's the tough part.
Yeah.
And you find him with wild fish, he's got it figured out. So why so few do you find that are legal? And, you know, I think maybe the tags that we have in them, they may shed them. I mean, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the point is that you still really don't know what the total, you know, scientifically you can't prove
sure.
what the impact is. But if you ask anybody that's fished in Southern California for any amount of years for sea bass, every single guy, it's just obvious there's more sea bass.
Yeah.
No question.
I know.
You can actually target them versus they were an incidental catch back way back when.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you talk to guys and Bill, you were the one that would say it, like, you know, in the day it was such a rarity, you know, alert the newspaper, there was a fish caught, and now in any month of the year in Southern California, you could certainly go target and be successful in catching a white sea bass. It didn't mean that it's an easy fish to catch, but the bottom line is there's a lot more around than there was not that long ago.
For sure.
You know, the other thing, too, with that I always think, too, people will talk about, you know, the number of hatchery fish that's returned. That, I mean, by putting millions of fish back into the water, you don't know how many of those fish are spawning with non-hatch fish and, like, how much overall that helps. I mean, it is undeniable that you put a lot more fish in there. There's more for everybody, and there are more fish making other fish, and there's more fish being caught, and there's more fish swimming up and down the coast. I mean, it's the coolest program. I just think it's awesome.
It really is.
Sometimes we make things too complicated. That was well said. That's literally what's happening.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Just put more fish back in. CCA and the difference in this organization over previous organizations that we've been involved in. Let's talk about that for a second.
So what makes this different is that CCA has been around for 40 years. So we've had in California, we've had a number of organizations, most recently United Anglers that did some great work, but they ended up going away. Before them, NCMCPR did some great work, but they went away. So what makes CCA different is it has a history of long-term success, like I say, 40 years, 120,000 members nationally, and they've got a game plan, they've got a process. And you know, the simple process, what and they now dominate the fisheries politics in Texas. They dominated in Louisiana. They dominated in South Carolina. They're critically important in Florida, and they have a major impact in just about every other coastal state. So basically, what it's very simple, but a lot of simple things aren't easy.
Yeah.
Their game plan is: look, this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's going to take a while to put it in place, but here's how it works. It is very much focused on building local chapters. Local chapters then bring people to get involved. They put on a fundraiser that helps to create dollars for the state chapter. They really do three things. The dollars they generate, the membership gives you numbers that then allows you to have more credibility in the state that you're trying to impact. But the most important thing they bring is relationships. So you get enough chapters. In Texas, for example, they've got over 40. Now you've got enough relationships that you can line an individual up with somebody in your fish and game department, somebody in your state legislature, somebody in your governor's office, somebody in whatever entity is making a fisheries impact, and you can start making a real difference. But it's a little bit like you know, a railroad business. It's really tough pounding the spikes, building the track, but you've got to have that track to run on. And CCA has got a game plan for how you build that track, and then how you run the train after it's built.
What amazes me about CCA, a couple things, and being involved in it, being on the board of directors with you and all these great people, that's number one, is the board of directors, the 23 or 24 different board of directors. A lot of the people are within the fishing industry and are involved in fisheries issues for decades, basically, and very concerned about the future. Not, you know, let's face it, not only for the future of our own passion and our sport, but also our industry, too. It's all kind of interwoven there. But there's also a lot of people on the board of directors that are just passionate about fishing and just fishing guys. That, to me, is number one. But number two is every time we have a meeting, every time we have an event, every time we have whatever involved, these guys fly out from Texas or from wherever, and they're there supporting us and supporting our efforts here in California.
They've given us more support than we might have even hoped for.
Yeah.
They know this is a big state. They know that it has a huge potential of membership. They know that we have a lot of problems here. And they very much are dedicated in helping us succeed. And they do. They come to all our board meetings. They come to the fundraising events. Been very helpful to me and others on the executive committee. And here's a situation. How did you handle it in these 12 other states? It's been invaluable.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, I have a great show lined up for today. So much to talk about. AFCO, CCA, and fishing.
Yeah, you're not...
Second to last day of the year.
You're not kidding. So much going on, and still great fishing going on offshore, yellowtail biting, local fishing's happening. It's just going to be such a fun show, and so much cool stuff to cover. And if you want to join us, man, we would love to hear from you this morning. Going to be a very, very fun show. And there's two ways that you can reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or try us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking all things fishing today, all that great technical information, gear and conservation and everything today, we're also giving away such a great prize. And Bill and Pete, you gave it away. What a cool opportunity. Somebody is going to win that awesome AFTCO Horizon Fleece, a fantastic fishing jacket, and a great, great piece of clothing to add to your arsenal. So again, one lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win that killer AFTCO Horizon Fleece. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
It's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And I got to tell you, getting geared up for our Cast Tours Lake El Salto trip in February, I'm kind of excited about fishing that Tranx 300 down there.
Yeah, that'll be great reel, especially for your frog fishing, big spinner baits, all that big crankbait stuff that they bite a lot, especially that time of year, those, you know, XD, you know, big giant crankbaits where you need torque, because what happens, you don't realize pulling one of those real big lip crankbaits all day, it really, really wears your wrist and forearm out if you don't have a reel that's got the power to make it easy to turn the handle on those big baits.
And then you turn around and you can fish it for calico bass
and
small game fish all day long here in Southern California waters.
Yellowtail, yellowfin tuna, bluefin tuna, I mean, that thing's a tank. Yeah,
it's
cool,
an amazing, I mean, how did they put so much in such a small package there with that Tranx, both the Tranx 300 and 400.
Yep, easy to use, very easy to cast, extremely user-friendly, too. If you're trying to buy a piece of gear for somebody who's just getting into it, maybe somebody who doesn't have the same skill set developed that you have, the variable braking system that reel has makes it unbelievable to cast.
Check it out. Match it with a Terramar rod. You got the ultimate combination, Tranx and Terramar from Shimano. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, time for you to get through. 858-457-1090 open right now, or 877-792-1090. You have a chance to talk to Bill Shedd. You have a chance to win an AFCO Horizon Fleet, the absolute, in my opinion, perfect jacket
so
for
good.
Southern California or wherever. You know, it's funny you were talking about the MO1 short and how the California style is just a little bit longer than that. What you guys certainly cover with several of the phases. But when you guys, I was just recently in Florida earlier this month, and you're right, like, all the guys are wearing the ammo ones.
Different world.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't know why that. Why is that? It's like,
well, you know, you say funny. I just got to comment on something funny.
Yeah.
Rick Maxa and Bill Shedd during the break were just talking about bass fishing at El Salto.
At El Salto, yeah.
That's just so much proves that fishing is fishing. But, you know, why is that? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't think there's an answer to it. It's,
yeah.
It comes to some just style, and something catches on, and people are sheep, frankly.
Yeah,
and so once one guy or a couple guys start doing something, then other guys jump on board. It's
I got to say that if I put a pair of Airmo 1 shorts on, my wife would yell at me. She just like, she's like, those are too short.
Well, then get the MO1Ls.
Yeah, and then I have the MO1Ls.
The MO1XLs.
Absolutely. Or the Stealth. Yeah,
yeah,
either one. Yeah. So, but it's style. It's all
style.
About style.
It's
some
style.
People like, somebody like a short,
no,
short.
And you've always said we're like a 13-year-old kid. The cool thing to wear in Southern California is a surf brand, you know, Quicksilver, something like that. And he may never have been on a surfboard a day in his life. but that's the cool thing to wear. And in some of that Gulf in Florida, like, that's what an AFCO short is. You know, I mean, he may never have fished a day in his life, but that's what, you know, that's the cool guys wear.
So the lifestyle in Southern California is surf. The lifestyle along the Gulf Coast and on the East Coast is fishing.
Fishing. Yeah.
And that's the biggest difference.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, let's jump into those phones. One line open. If you want to get through, you better take your shots right now. 877-792-1090.
That sounds good to me. How about we start it off this morning with Ed, and he's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Ed, good morning, and thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I have kind of a couple questions about the clothing line. I have the head sock and then also the pullover long sleeve T-shirts and that. And I'm just wondering, is, you know, I've been using a laundry detergent. Is there any kind of special laundry detergent that would take that the conditioning out of it?
No, just put all that product in the wash, just as you normally would. Don't need anything special.
Is there nothing that get the blood stains out or anything like that?
Well, once it's there, once it's set in a shirt, I don't know that there's a specific laundry detergent. Once it's set, it's there. It's tough to get it out.
I know I've heard that hydrogen peroxide sometimes.
That may help. That may help.
Yeah.
There was a gentleman on my long-range trip this year, which I hadn't ever seen before, and he was very particular about some of his shorts and shirts and wanting to keep them good. And if he had, well, I guess you'd call it a particularly good day where he was extra blooded up, he would just take a 3-gallon bucket and he brought a container of like OxyClean, you know, detergent, and he would just like make up a big thing of that, and he would just put his fishy clothes in that and just put them in a bucket up top and leave them there for a day or 2 days and just swore. And proof was in the pudding. The guy had old clothes that were all perfect, you know, and so that was his big deal. At the end of every day, he would just, on his long-range trip, I'd never seen anybody do that before, but it worked.
You mean do their laundry on a long-range trip?
Yeah.
And even at the end of the bite, just, you know, splash some water out of the bait tank and while it hasn't set yet, and just wash it off, and all that stuff dries fast, so... Yep. That's something that'll help as well.
Those style of shirts and face masks were the biggest thing that I changed. Like, I was as much of wearing a regular T-shirt as any guy ever would ever, and there was no reason to ever change or not. But having all that, you know, tech fabric, those long sleeve and face mask and things like that, I'm the biggest fan of all of that now. It's just so much more comfortable. It's Southern California. It's cool in the morning, and it's nice to have long sleeves on, but you literally do. You stay cooler wearing that material and long sleeves than you would in a regular T-shirt when it's hot out.
Yeah. No question. Yeah,
no, absolutely. No doubt. And not just on the boat, but, I mean, if I'm stand-up paddleboarding, I'll wear that samurai hood, keep the sun off me, and... you know, you get dumped and get wet, you dry. It's for any use around the water, that stuff's great.
Yeah, so that's like a performance shirt integrated with a hood that protects your head
as well as your
face and everything else.
Right.
Yeah, they're really nice. Yeah, definitely. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
And with that, it's time to find out what's biting in the Baja. It's time for the Catch Report with the Cash Man, Richard Castaneda from Castors. And today, the Catch Report sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer the very best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burgers. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. And just think, if Fisherman's Processing was around back in the 80s, there would probably be no MO1s, because Bill wouldn't have a big fillet table to be cutting big yellowfin tunas up in Aquarius. So, hey, we got the cast man standing by. Good morning, cast man.
Hey, good morning, and Happy New Year, boys.
Happy New Year.
Hey, did I ever tell you the story how the little angel became on top of the Christmas tree?
We're kind of afraid. Yeah,
I think you did.
I don't know.
Hey, Pete, you sound like you got what I got.
Yeah.
It's going around. Yeah, I'm getting better after about this is my third day with it, and but things are getting good. But anyway, hey, I'd like, before we get going, I want to thank the guys that give me those reports every week for the, you know, every year for the whole 350 some days we do the show. Anyway, Larry Edwards of Gordo Banks Pongas. I'm sorry, Larry Edwards of
Cortez Yacht Charters.
Yeah, Cortez Yacht Charters. Thank you, Pete. Nice and, of course, Eric Brixton, Gordo Banks Pongas, and Baja Bob Watson from San Jose also that sends me a report every week. But without those guys, I couldn't do the job here. But anyway, of course, the hot spot right now is down in as usual, this time of year is Ixtapa Zihuatanejo, really close to the beach. They're starting at about 3 miles out to about 10 miles. Blue marlin, A lot of sailfish right now. Boats are averaging, anywhere between 6 to 8 strikes a day, averaging about 2 to 3 fish releases per day. Also mixed in with them is yellowfin tuna and dorado. And, of course, along the beach is just a wild rooster fish fight going on right now, along with some big jacks. So some really, really good fishing going on in Ixtapa Zihuatanejo. Over on the other side of the mainland Mexico at Cancun, very unseasonable bite on sales. I mean, here we are in end of December, early January, and a lot of sales there right now, which is the Atlantic sales, which is really, really unusual to have that many fish in there at this time of year. Normally that's an April, May, and June bite, but they're doing really well on those. And, of course, you know, they're getting a mix of the Atlantic Barracuda, the King Mackerel, Wahoo, Dorado, but it's really, really unseasonable that they're having that good of a sailfish bite. Cabo San Lucas, the boats out of there are fishing up on the Pacific side up toward the Golden Gate, Jaime Bank. Golden Gate producing a pretty good bite on striped marlin. Slowed down from what it had been, but about every one in every two boats is getting a striper, but they've got a pretty good Dorado bite going there on that side also. Of course, the Playita boats out of the New Marino there at Puerto Nuevo are fishing around the Palmilla, Punta Gordo, and then up in the Sea of Cortez. Pretty good tuna bite going on there. Most of the fish, 15 to 40 pounds, an occasional 50, 60 pounder. They had a pretty good flurry of wahoo right at Punta Gordo. Nice fish up to 40 pounds this past week. Of course, there's Dorado mixed in with those, and we're getting into that winter mode also when they'll start getting a pretty good bottom fish bite on those big amberjack, yellowtail, coming off the yo-yo iron. But otherwise, some great fishing going on down there. Once again, Happy New Year to all the listeners. And Pete and Ricky, I'll talk to you guys next year.
Looking forward to some great trips in 2018 with you, Cass. And in the meantime, if somebody wants to go traveling with you, how do we get a hold of Cass Tours?
Well, give us a call at 800-593-6510. Of course, you can always check us out on the web at CassTours.com. And once again, see you next year.
Hey, Cass, I want to mention that next Saturday, 1 week from today, we'll have Harold Davis from Davis Boats, who's also on the CCA board with us, too, in the studio with us. And we're going to be talking about traveling in 2018. And, of course, you'll be a part of that show with your report. But Harold, I called him the Pipe Piper because he calls people and says, hey, you need to go on this trip. And they follow him. It's like they just go. anyway, we're going to be talking about trips with Cass, Salto. We're going to talk about Panama. We'll be talking about traveling to Alaska and different destinations and Baja and all the different places we go. And that's so next Saturday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here. Let's Talk Hookup. You don't want to miss that.
Well, Cass, I want to say great job, too. We sure appreciate all the reports. So informative, and so many people rely on that. You know, there's just not a ton of information that comes out of Southern Baja sometimes, and you do a great job, and we sure appreciate all the help over the year. And sure a good team to have, buddy.
You bet.
Oh, always a pleasure. Thanks again, Rick.
Well,
take care, guys.
Thanks, Cass, man. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Happy New Year.
Talk to you then.
See you, Cass. Again, that report sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. They have a complete saltwater tackle store, a full deli. They have Mexican and California licenses, trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day at the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Long Tramp in Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check DanaLanding.com for more info.
Speaking of ECBT, East County Bait and Tackle, did you hear who's back at ECBT?
No, tell me.
Gino.
Genix.
Yeah.
Look at that.
He is back as
right.
The manager at ECBT.
I had no idea.
Yep. Welcome back. Yeah, back home, and he's the ultimate freshwater guy. So you go out to ECBT, say hi to – welcome back to
Gene. That's great news. I didn't know that, and what a great spot. I'm going there. Dallas and I are going up to Bridgeport to go do a little trout fishing.
That's
we'll hang
right,
out
tomorrow, right?
In the new year. And so, yeah, I'm going to swing through East County Bait and Tackle and just get a little refresher, a little hookup on a little bit of, you know, freshwater gear. And yeah. I'm excited. I'm going to get
boys
CG.
Will set
That's
you
awesome.
Up. Yeah,
cool.
You bet. Well, let's go ahead and jump into those phones.
Well, the phones are definitely getting jam-packed. If you want to get your chance to talk to Bill and your shot at winning that great Horizon Fleece, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or toll-free. Toll-free line is 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Rich, who's calling us from Bradley this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning. What a great morning.
Indeed.
Rich,
morning,
yeah,
Rich.
Thanks.
Hi. In your opening remarks, you talked about some of the data being gathered about the white sea bass program, and it certainly justifies the program when you start talking about the juveniles that are showing up with the adult fish. And I'm wondering, in addition to that tidbit of data, have you found any range or how far the fish have been traveling? And in addition to that data, do you think any of it that has been collected will affect future regulations or adjustments to the program?
Well, yeah, first on where these fish travel, it's pretty amazing. We've had fish that have been released in San Diego that have ended up at Catalina Island. We've had fish that have been released at Catalina Island that have been recovered up in Ventura. So, you know, I mean, that's the question. How does a hatchery sea bass that's released on the mainland, how does it find Catalina Island?
And,
you know, you miss it by a degree or two, and you miss the island.
Yeah.
And you know, you can kind of maybe guess how it could work with the salmon, where they pick up the imprint, the water water grade. But in the open ocean,
and there's no imprint.
There's no imprint. I mean, it's a mystery how they're able to do it. But we found them recovered from the islands to the mainland and back and forth. One of the thoughts was, you know, forever people were sort of naysayers to this program. And early on people said, well, you're not going to be able to figure out how to get the fish to spawn. And you do, and then they say, well, you'll never get the little ones to survive. And then they do, and then they say, well, you know, all the fish that you release are going to end up in Mexico. And actually most of the fish, there's quite a few fish heads have come from the commercial industry that have been caught down in Mexico. But most, I don't know that there's been very, very little legal fish that have come from south. Most of them come from the north, and from the west.
Wow.
Do you anticipate more adjustments in regulations from this data?
I don't know that there'll be adjustments from in regulations. They're still trying to better understand what all the data means. But I think most of the focus now is the data and the study is, you know, what should change with the program? Should the fish be raised to a bigger size before they're released? Should they be released at certain times of the year? So most of the data look that they're taking is to determine how to improve the survivability of the fish more than it is how it might create regulations.
My two favorite things that have come about the recapture and information and all the stuff with sea bass was, one, just exactly what Rich was talking about, the range. I love hearing about the fish that got released in Mission Bay and got caught in the Channel Islands. You know, this fish was, you know, hundreds of miles away from where it was let go, and the growth. And I was really surprised at that. I think, at least myself, and I might have been in the minority, who knows, but I was always under the impression that a white sea bass was such a slow-growing fish, you know, thinking of it like a calico bass, but it's not necessarily the case.
Yeah, they've changed the number of years that they think it takes to for a sea bass to become legal, because, you know, you let a little guy go, and you think it's going to take him 10 years to reach legal size, and then you catch him and you look at the tag and wait a sec, this guy was released 4.5 years ago. So they grow a lot faster than what was known before this program.
Interesting.
I think that's just so cool. There's so much cool. That's such. With think about that fish in particular, which that's my favorite thing that drives you so crazy about sea bass. Here is a research facility that's, you know, dedicated a ton of time and effort and money and scientists and some of the smartest people in the world to this particular fish and hatchery and things like that, and they're still so dang hard to get, you know.
We know
so much about them, and they're still so tough and so elusive. It's such a rad fish.
So what's the largest tag fish, and how long did it take to get there?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure the largest tag fish. I'm going to guess it was, I'd just be guessing, but probably I'm going to say a 40-pounder is somewhere around 10 years old.
10 years old. So that's pretty fast.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the sea bass don't get, you know, vastly larger than, you know, 40, 50, 60 is where those fish top out. And the program has certainly been going on for longer than that amount of time. So,
yeah. And 1988, you said, was when the first fish was released? Is that right?
No, 1988 was when AFCO started
in the clothing business. Okay, that was that.
But the program was really started in the mid-70s.
Mid-70s
by my dad. And he just went to Don Kent from Hubs and said, look, there's less sea bass out here, and we're going to make it a major focus of Hubs to try to figure out how to raise them and help Mother Nature out. And Don, you're the guy to run it. And Dad put the money into it, and Don developed the program. But it started in the mid to late 70s.
So that's when the first few sea bass were released.
Well, it took a number of years to get them to spawn. So I think the first hatchery fish was probably released in the probably closer to the mid-'80s.
The mid-'80s.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Cool. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup, more great information just like that. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit SearcherSportFishing.com.
Good fishing clothing is an important part of your tackle. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. AFCO clothing is built just for anglers, and we have all the 2018 styles. AFCO was the originator of the plier pocket on their shorts, and the Stealth Fishing Short is the latest innovation from AFCO. Stay warm and dry with the Horizon Waterproof Fleece, and the best t-shirts, wovens, and performance shirts are built by AFCO. We have a great selection of AFCO clothing, so visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half-day and now three-quarter-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
I like rafting. I love whitewater. But I never forget that snowmelt in the river can cause cold water shock. I wear a life jacket always. Anyone with me has got to do the same. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are packing up again. If you want to get your chance to get through, 858-457-1090 or toll free at 877-792-1090.
Indeed. Just heard a spot for Seakeeper. Well, the Seakeeper is finished on field research.
Yeah.
We got to test it. And it's. They say, take a ride, be amazed. It's amazing.
You got to be amazed every time you step on that boat.
Well, it's just... I mean, it's ridiculous is all it is. No, no. I describe it. I mean, there hasn't been any weather to really truly put it to the test. But, oh, there will be. I'm sure there will be. But, I mean, even just driving through the bay like we were yesterday, it's like you turn it on and people are just like, well, it's not rocking anymore.
Just to think that there's a device that you can, and I know it's a mega investment and work and all these things, but that there's a device that you can flip a switch and your boat doesn't rock anymore. Like, it just doesn't. I mean, think about that. Think about all the times you spent rocking and rolling on your boat and weather and not weather and boat wakes and chop and everything else, and you can literally flip a switch and your boat stays perfectly still.
There will be a day, I'm going to make a prediction, where every boat will have some type of device
no
like
doubt.
This. Just because it's, like, revolutionary.
Yeah.
It's why not?
First time I stepped on a boat with the Seakeeper on it, it was you're just confused.
Yeah.
You know that you've been told what to expect, but then... You're just confused.
Yeah. Yeah, you're confused. We talked about the technology. It's like, how can a little ball make the boat stop rocking, right?
It's pretty phenomenal, though.
It's amazing.
I'm excited for
you. Fishing for marlin, it just makes it unfair in the binoculars. Because
oh,
now,
yeah.
Now you're stable. Now you just see so much better.
Double stable.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have gyro binoculars and a gyro stabilizer.
It's a huge benefit.
I didn't think about it like that at all. You're totally right.
Here's the other crazy thing, too, that I'm really looking forward to is running up the bow and to the bow and making a cast.
Yeah.
You know how when you're in the trough or wherever and you're trying to cast to whether it be a popper at a tuna or whether it a marlin or whatever, and you're hanging on with one hand and trying to make the cast with the other? You don't have to hang on anymore.
Yeah, think about all those times you've hooked a tuna and he's running up to the bow and you're trying to navigate, which, I mean, they're boats. They're boats that we all have. Nothing, you know, it's not the Royal Polaris. You know, you're always, you know, one foot in front of the other and you're trying to grab onto the, you know, a railing to not go over and you're worried about your fish on one side. Think about taking the moving boat out of that equation.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah. And as, you know, it's not a cheap deal. I'll give you an example. Like with the installation is huge on it. It's about $10,000 to $11,000 to install it because it's a huge retrofit.
Right.
The unit itself is about 32, something like that. 31 depends on the unit. That's the Seakeeper 5 is what I put it. And the bigger the Seakeeper, the bigger the price tag. Of course, you get one in a larger boat, it's going to be in the $100,000 range, something like that. So the investment is big, but you think about how big an investment the boat is, and
100%.
If it makes your pleasure on that boat and your fishability on that boat that much better.
Or maybe it allows you now to take family that maybe wouldn't go or is susceptible to motion sickness, and maybe mom, you know, loves the idea of going on the boat, but hey, I get sick. I'm not going to go on that boat if I get sick every time. Right. And now you get to have family go on the boat that wouldn't go on it before. You can't put a price tag on that.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, no doubt.
Anyway. Very excited about it. Wait till you get aboard.
I'm ready for my ride. I'm just throwing that out there. You know, my phone's definitely working.
Yeah, you'll check it out. Speaking of Seakeeper, I want to make a mention real quickly about an amazing guy named Anthony Shea, who's a big Seakeeper guy. I think he has
probably
10 of them. Yeah, but in his fleet. But Anthony has done an amazing thing for CCA. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, so Anthony Shea was you might not recognize his name, but you'll know the boat and the team, the Bad Company,
Steve Lasley and gang.
There, and that is that's the team. That's the very very capable guys. Well, CCA got to a point of how do we expedite this growth? They talk about it being a marathon. It takes a number of years to build this track. How do you get more track laid faster? And the board concluded that we need to raise additional money so that we can hire an additional person because Wayne, as good as he is, one guy can only get so much done.
Right.
So, okay, now we have to go raise money. How do we do that? Greg Stotesbury and I went down and met with Anthony. We spent 2 hours, talked to him about CCA, what it's accomplished elsewhere, what we hope to accomplish here. Smart guy, asked a lot of really good questions. After 2 hours, he said, you know, I get it. I understand. I'll help. He says, I'll put up some money, but I'm going to do it as a match for two reasons. Because one, I don't want to put my money into something that I don't know that there's a lot of other guys that are also stepping up. And two, for your organization, you're going to be way better off. If I just write you a check, you're going to be way better off if you have additional people who haven't yet participated come along and write checks. Because if they write checks, that means then they'll be interested, they'll buy in, and they'll be able to be some of these relationships that you've talked about, Bill, as being so important in the future. So he put up $100,000. Two-for-one match, which is huge. I've never seen that happen in the sport fishing world in California, certainly. And for the last couple of months, we've been out asking people for help. And I just can't tell you how awesome it is, how helpful people have been.
Unbelievable.
It's been tremendous. So
Super generous.
We've already raised, more than $120,000 in hand, a number of other checks that have been committed that are coming. And we just sent out a letter to the 100 original life members, which each contributed $1,000. That they just received that a week ago. We haven't even received those monies yet. So it looks pretty reasonable that we're going to have at least $150,000 for Anthony to match, which gets us to $225,000. Which, just to put it in perspective, the entire budget of CCA in California has been $100,000 a year. And so it's a huge step to put some fuel on the fire to accelerate the growth.
Yeah. And what has CCA done?
Well, I mean that's the right question. We can't just be building a base of a foundation and do something in the future. So the first thing I would say would be bluefin tuna. The reality is, I think it's an honest thing to say that if CCA hadn't existed, there is a reasonable probability that we would not be able to fish for bluefin tuna in Southern California.
Probably in Mexico, too.
In Mexico, in the Pacific.
Yes.
And what had happened was the environmentalists had tried to get bluefin tuna put on the endangered species list. Would have been silly because the impact of recreational fishermen and even the impact of the total take here in the in this side of the Pacific is so small. It would have been, you know, just a good feelings thing for them. It wouldn't have done anything for the resource.
Right.
But if there hadn't have been opposition to it, we very well might have a zero take of bluefin tuna. Now think of the impact of that to the fishing community in Southern California.
Especially like a year like this.
Huge, huge. So what happened there was Mark Gorelnik, who is the chairman of our government relations committee. He's also the attorney for the ASA. He's an attorney, smart guy, good guy, very involved in CCA, also involved with Coastside up in Northern California. He wrote a 17-page single-spaced brief that was the opposition. It was gave the reasons as to why it doesn't make sense to put bluefin tuna on the endangered species list. And that had to go to the National Fisheries Service. This was an issue that through NOAA. That's an issue that had to take place through the federal government. So we teamed up with the ASA, the American Sport Fishing Association, a national entity, presented our case, and the fact that you had CCA California, the main American citizens that were going to be impacted by this were Southern California saltwater fishermen. And just a little over a month ago, we got the word back that that was defeated. So, I mean, bottom line, if CCA didn't do anything else for 5 years, and we will do a lot of things in the next 5 years, but if we did nothing else, I mean, to me, that makes it worth it. If it had gone in place, I don't care who would be sitting in this chair as your guest today, and if they had banned fishing for bluefin tuna, half of the calls on your phone would be guys calling up complaining and ticked and upset.
Absolutely.
How did this happen? And so that's a big deal that most people don't know about. We talked earlier about the hatchery program. CCA has three goals. One goal is to create more inshore fishing habitat. That means artificial reefs. So currently our state has an edict that they're not going to build any more artificial reefs. So we first have got to get our state to change that edict. We also have a goal to create more fish. How do you create more fish so guys have more chance to catch them? We think through the hatchery effort. So not only do we support hubs with the White Sea Bass Program, and there's lots of ways that we do that. For example, CCA National pays for the insurance for the grow-out facilities, for their liability insurance for the guys that are raising the fish. There's lots of ways that we don't have time to talk about that CCA supports.
A lot of different.
But also CCA is helped to raise the money for the halibut effort, and even has sent guys down to hubs to help them, you know, physical labor to help build tanks to put the halibut broodstock in. So it's not just money, it's not just leadership, it's time. So the whole hatchery effort is a big part of what we're doing. And the third thing is just to represent saltwater fishermen in California on issues that are of importance. And there's many of them. There was this issue of the marine monuments came up in California where they were looking at closing the Osborne and the Tanner Banks. And, you know, not by itself, but with cooperation with others, CCA got involved in that. Currently, there's this issue of drift gill nets. And CCA has teamed up with the IGFA and with the ASA and with others and formed a consortium here to try to help eliminate the offshore gill nets. And what they want to do is they want to, they've had some talk about replacing the offshore gill nets with long lines. And Bob Kurz, who's a CCA board member, is working on behalf of both CCA and IGFA on that issue.
We talked about this last week. Think about how good our swordfish fishery would be if they went from the deep drop to the deep drop buoy gear, which is one of the things they're studying to do to replace gill nets. Not put the commercial guys out of business. We're not trying to put the commercial guys out of business. We're trying to sustain the future of their livelihood.
Right.
And if we keep drift gill nets, if we keep long lines in Southern California, there's not going to be a livelihood in the future. I firmly believe that.
Well, there aren't any long lines now, but if we allow them in as a replacement for gill nets, then
gill nets.
We'd still be in the same boat.
So if we get rid of the gill nets, get them to use deep drop buoy gear.
Yep.
That's a sustainable fishery.
Right,
and
it.
Think about not only for them will be better fishery, it'll also be a great fishery for recreational anglers,
it's
too.
It's better all the way around. It's a better product, which they receive a higher price for. That fish is,
I mean, look at
not dying in the net. The quality on deep-set buoyfish is just as good as a single harpoon fish. They don't. There's zero bite. Their only bycatch is OPA, another thing that's great for them for market-wise. Like, everything about that is a good thing.
I saw something the other day that they're selling gilled and gutted and headed swordfish, small swordfish, for $3.50 a pound, gillnet fish.
And
that's,
Rick,
that's gross.
Yeah, that's
really
horrible.
Disgusting.
And, Rick, to emphasize what you said, if they do have a bycatch with the deep-set buoy gear, then because they're not letting it soak long term, they bring it in and they're able to get it released.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Bart Hall. Good morning, Bart.
Hi, Bart.
Well, good morning. What a great show.
Thank you.
Bart Hall, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Bill. Well, you got me thinking when you were talking earlier about the white sea bass, and I remember at Bill's father's funeral, which is not a fun thing, but it turned out there was a light moment when his son Casey got up and said how the fishing gene obviously skips a generation because his grandfather had caught white sea bass and he had, but his father Bill hadn't.
Oh.
And while we all laughed heartily at that, it does show the incidental nature of sea bass fishing for a long time in California. And I'm old enough to have seen this for a long period of time. And there's no doubt that what Bill and his family have done through the white sea bass program has made a huge difference to all of us.
Bart, I remember that well. And actually what Casey said was, I'm just so worried that the fishing prowess in the Shedd family is gone. He says, my grandfather had caught a lot of white sea bass. I went about 20 years trying to catch a sea bass during that stretch that Rick was talking about earlier and never got one. And then he's pausing. He says, wait a second. I've caught a white sea bass, so maybe the Shedd family hasn't lost their fishing prowess. Maybe it just skipped a generation.
Right, that was it,
yeah.
It was so funny.
That is
funny. But, then I'm also sitting here, Bill, thinking that, all of us in Southern California who fish in the ocean, the Shedd family has done so much for us. Even if you don't know, even if you're not aware of it, they have helped you. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm looking at my closet. We're in the process of doing some remodeling and stuff, and I must have 60 fishing shirts. Every single one of them is an AFCO shirt.
Yeah.
I do have.
Thank you, Bart. Thank you.
So I do have two jackets that are not, two.
They haven't made sport coats in years. I don't think.
Yeah. Well, nobody's perfect.
but if you're, and Pete, really out there, people listening, if you're going to buy shorts or shirts or jackets or any fishing clothing, please look to AFCO first. Not as only is it the great product, but it's a great family producing it, and they've been looking out, covering your back for a long time, and go out there and make AFCO your first choice. Doesn't mean you can't buy something else later, but AFCO should be your first choice.
Absolutely. Well said, Bart, and Happy New Year to you and your great staff. I guess it's not a very busy time for you right now, getting ready for Fred Hall, right?
Oh, and plus I've had some health issues, but I got a new heart valve, so I got another 100,000 miles going, so I'm good.
Yeah, he's got a tendency to eat more grass now, too, which is really
good. That's right, yes. Yeah. It is a cow valve. Also, Pete, I want to tell you that Seakeeper is going to have a boat in the water down on where the Independence usually is down there at Long Beach this year.
Yeah. Actually, it's going to be their new demo boat, which is an Albemarle. It's going to be quite, so people can actually take a ride right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
At Fred Hall Long Beach. We need to work out that we can dig that lagoon out in Del Mar so that we can take test rides. I don't think the environmentalists will let us do that, but it would be fun, wouldn't it?
It certainly would be fun. I don't think you're supposed to fish there, but maybe somebody does every now and then.
Yeah, I know, Ned. All right. Yeah. See you later, Bart. Merry,
okay.
Happy New Year to you.
See you, Bart.
Happy New Year, Bart.
All right, take care.
Happy New Year, Bill.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. A full hour, in fact. We're going to be checking in with catch reports, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
A
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. Fishdope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have Fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new Fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, El Gato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
For East Cape Fishing, Gen Rin is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenRin.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.